Good morning to you. 90-333-105 is that main number. I want to speak to Lucinda Bruce-Garden, who's available to speak to us. Lucinda, good morning.
Good morning.
You're very much an expert when it comes to food allergies, and some research has been done that someone's a celiac in a number of homes, they wouldn't be invited for a dinner party because people are so worried and concerned about their dietary requirements.
And I understand that. I can see just how worried people are because gluten is a real sort of functional ingredient. The gluten in wheat thickens sauces. It creates the structure of biscuits and pastry and bread. You know, bread without gluten is actually incredibly difficult to make. And so to learn to cook without gluten is a new art form. So I can understand why people find it daunting. And that's why, you know, Genius over the last 5 years have been working really hard to create the components that make life so difficult when you're following a gluten-free diet.
You have a personal interest in this.
I absolutely do. My son was diagnosed as gluten intolerant when he was 3. He was sort of fading away in front of my eyes, and it became very obvious that every time he ate gluten, it was making him ill. And he would rush to the loo, and he was cold all the time. He was losing weight. He was miserable, and the doctors said, take him off wheat, and was literally within a month, he put on 2 kilos, his skin was soft again, and he had loads more energy, and he said, "Mummy, I don't feel sick anymore."
I was talking to a medical expert recently, conversationally, socially, and he was saying to me that we should all be gluten-free. If we aim to be gluten-free, we would be a much healthier population.
I think there's definitely a great deal of good for adding more variety into the diet. I think a lot of us eat wheat far too much through the day. It's amazing. If you start to think about how many times you've eaten wheat during the day, you'll actually be quite shocked because it'll be cereal and biscuits and sandwich for lunch and pasta for supper and probably, you know, something else in the evening. So I think variety is great. You know, there are enough gluten-free products out there now where you're not going to sacrifice quality or taste. You know, that's what we've been absolutely, that's been our mission from day one, to create gluten-free products that taste just as good as the mainstream equivalent. So go and have a look in the free-from aisle and see what there is there.
And gluten-free for people who would be in a position whereby they have to avoid a gluten in the diet, is it more expensive?
It is more expensive at the moment, and that is because gluten-free products are made in a much more manual way than they are than the equivalent of mainstream wheat products in big plant bakeries where millions and millions of loaves are made per hour. The cost of gluten-free products will reduce over time, and I have to say the awareness in gluten-free is growing so rapidly that I don't think there's that much more time ahead before we do start to see prices dropping.
And those who are coping with being celiac, how difficult is it for them going through lives in general? This is UK Awareness Week for the condition.
Yes, and this week is incredibly important to increase the awareness because I think people, when they're found to be intolerant or have an autoimmune disease, which is what celiac disease is, to gluten, it's incredibly daunting. You know, suddenly you can't take just your normal bread sandwich to work. You need to think, my goodness, what am I going to have instead? You know, you can't just make your normal biscuit cookie recipe at the weekend. You think, my goodness, well, what am I going to use instead to make that lovely biscuit that we all enjoy at the weekend? So it's quite daunting. But, you know, I would say that really there are enough recipe books out there. There are some fantastic blogs out there now to help. There are many more products on the market that really do stand in incredibly well for gluten plus products, that it isn't as difficult as you think it might be. And I think just the relief of feeling better and back to your normal old self is priceless. It really is. And that's what it's all about. It's getting your health back. And then you can manage it. You know, if you're not celiac, if it's an intense gluten intolerance, you can sometimes think, okay, I will just this once have a cake. But you know it's not going to make you feel good. So it's all about managing once you know what the problem is.
So if people want to find out more and they want to follow up on the conversation that I've just had with the professionally trained chef and author of 2 books on the functionality of ingredients in cooking, Lucinda Bruce-Garden, what's your website?
It's geniusglutenfree.com. There are lots of recipes on the website.
Lovely stuff. Good speaking to you, Lucinda.
Thank you.
With the week that matters for celiacs, and indeed I know people very well who are coping with it, and it is a bit of an irritant, but my goodness me, it'll become more of an irritant if people won't invite you to dinner simply because you need to be gluten-free and you're gluten intolerant. So if you have an issue with that and you have a story to share with us, feel free. 90 333 105.